Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. And this week at Paul Brown Stadium, the first place Buffalo Bills are coming to town, not the Patriots in the AFC East. Buffalo is in first place with a record of 3-1. They're doing it largely on defense, number one in the NFL in scoring defense. But hey, the Bengals aren't exactly slouches in that category. They are number three in the NFL in scoring defense and facing a Buffalo team this week that isn't that great offensively.
The Bengals have been historically good, actually. They're at the quarter pole. They're on pace to give up their fewest points ever and their fewest yards since that 1983 defense that led the NFL. So see if they can keep it going. Paul Gunther is doing it with depth. He's, I think he rolled out 16 players on Sunday against Cleveland that played at least 20 snaps. And I would think more of the same. This week they're going to try and wear down LeSean McCoy and quarterback Tyrod Taylor, because that's about all they've got. So it does kind of play into the Bengals' hands. Paul wants to take, you know, he likes to take one thing away, the Belichickian rule of taking away the best thing, so they can focus on stopping McCoy and Clay with their linebackers that they're excited about. Second time we see Nick Vigil and Vontez Burfict teamed up together.
Clay is Charles Clay, the tight end, coming off a big game last week against the Atlanta Falcons. This will be the Bengals' third home game of the year. They're 0-2 at home, having lost to Baltimore and Houston, and they haven't scored a touchdown at home yet this year in those two games. No points in the first game, 9 in game two. If the Bengals are going to win on Sunday, the offense has to contribute like it has the last 2 weeks on the road.
You know, I like Tyrod Taylor. I think he's an underrated guy. But how would you like to get beat in your first three games at home by an injured Joe Flacco, a rookie quarterback at Deshaun Watson, and Tyrod Taylor, who's a nice player, but he's a career under 500 guy? These are the games you have to win. These are the quarterbacks you have to beat. And it's on the offense, because the opposing team has been able to nurse an injured Flacco and a rookie, because the Bengals can't score. They're able to hand the ball off. They can't get in that type of game with Buffalo, because Buffalo has a terrific running game with McCoy. Taylor can hurt you. And, you know, they got a great scheme. Rick Dennison has the Gary Kubiak zone stuff that has always been kind of hard to handle for the Bengals. So, you know, it's incumbent upon the offense to do what they did last week in Cleveland and find a way to break that cover too. And it's funny, we're talking about the defensive matchup, and it's going to be it's going to be a 16-13 game. But really, the offense holds the key, because if they can't move the ball and you get into a special teams game with, say it, Horty for me,
Hauschka, Steven Hauschka. They're calling him Hausch Money because he's made four field goals of 53-plus the last 2 weeks.
So you don't want to get into a war like that.
All right, let's look big picture. Going into the bye, there is a gigantic difference between 2-3 and 1-4.
It's a fork in the road game. There's no question. I mean, and you don't want to be 1-4 and having to go to Pittsburgh and have a win-a-must game in Pittsburgh. Just can't do it. You know, history says if you don't get into November, with more than a win, it's a long slog. You're looking at 8-8. I think Marvin Lewis's first team had to battle that. They had a great finish, but they didn't have enough at the end. You know, Marvin always talks about these games at the end of the year. You know, it comes down to one game, one play. You know, you wish you had it back. And to me, this is that type of game, fork in a road game.
The Buffalo Bills, for whatever reason, have been like the team version of Ben Roethlisberger. They don't lose at Paul Brown Stadium. 4-1 all time, including a win here in Game 10 last year. We'll see if the Bengals can end that tradition and beat the Bills at Paul Brown Stadium on Sunday. For Jeff Hobson and our photographers Stephen Huddy and Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.